Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians. All while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
And a very good morning to you. My name is Lynette, here along with Dr. Samira Umat. Yay, yeah, she's the one dancing here in the studio. And Dr. Nelson is here today from Pro Ortho, Dr. Dan Nelson.
And I'm not going to try to dance in comparison to Dr. Nelson. It'll just look bad.
Yeah, she's okay? The winner here in the studio.
She's the winner.
And Dr. Mixon is enjoying some time in Hawaii.
Yes, well deserved.
Yes.
He's been itching to go. He hasn't gone anywhere, so I
know.
Hope he's having a good time.
He was ready for an adventure, yes. So he got one. So how was your week, Valentine's week?
Well, not as good as yours, so
oh, really?
Tell us about it.
Oh, no. Okay, if you insist. My little grandbaby that we were waiting for that was supposed to make an appearance March 4th decided to come early, so daughter went into labor on Valentine's Day. We were all very excited, and finally, yesterday, 33 hours later, she arrived. Little baby granddaughter Ava, mom and baby
Ava.
Doing fine.
Congratulations.
So, and I'm in love. Oh,
of
my goodness.
Are, yeah.
She's got all this hair. Oh, I thought I had a lot of hair. This baby has a lot of black hair, and I cannot wait to get in there. In fact, I'll probably go buy her a little baby brush today so I can play with it. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Great.
So that was that was my exciting week.
Nice.
And So you know, how was yours? I know last weekend was very busy here. Here at Longevity Clinics,
yes.
With the gallery test.
That was the first time we had offered the gallery test in all three clinics,
yes.
Simultaneously, and it was a busy time. So thank you to everybody who came. Really appreciate your taking that step. I know it's fearing. You know, it creates this anxiety in you when you're going to do a test to find out if you have cancer,
yes.
Or not. It creates a lot of trauma when you think about it, and people kind of deny and go, I don't need that. I don't want to know. But honestly, if you find out the inklings of a dangerous cancer early, it is better. And nowadays, especially as we're finding out the incidence of colon cancer is increasing and it's present in younger and younger people who didn't even have a family history, it's even scary. And no symptoms. And suddenly
they get this
diagnosis,
yes.
Of colon cancer, sometimes with metastases. And obviously, with a metastatic disease, the likelihood of a good outcome is poorer. And so, you know, finding out earlier is helpful. It's beneficial. And I do suggest people do have that. And that's why Longevity opened its doors to non-longevity patients so that they could also find out for themselves. And this was in February this month because it is National Cancer Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
So all of you who still didn't get to do it but are thinking about it,
yes.
And want to do it, give our office a clinic, and I'm sure the managers will be able to find something for you,
mm-hmm.
So that we can
plug
do the test for you for you as well.
I'm just curious, how many tests? Did you? How many people got tested?
Oh, boy.
A lot. All
yeah,
three
you were
clinics
almost
were
full.
Busy.
Yeah.
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 A lot.
Linwood, being our smallest clinic, had the fewest number of people call in. But that's actually good because in the past, nobody would come to Linwood to do this test. But now we had a lot of people in Linwood. Kirkland was by far the busiest, but Tacoma not that far behind.
Okay.
And I find it interesting that in Tacoma, a lot of people want to do this test too. So very, very happy that they got it done. Obviously, this was not for longevity patients because they can do it at any time.
Right.
This was for non-longevity patients, and then some of them bought into the health analysis and some didn't. Again, very optional. The benefits are tremendous, but everybody has to come at their own time when they're ready for it. This is because this requires your participation. You know, our program means that you need to be engaged with us, and you'll get the most out of it at that time. If you're not engaged, then, you know, what you get out of it is not as much as if you say, yes, this is, I'm willing to do this. What do I need to do about it? And then your outcomes are much better.
Yes.
So thank you to everybody who came in mm-hmm. last week. We'll probably do similar things, maybe using different tests, just to encourage people, to give them the opportunity to take another deeper dive into what may be bothering them. So super excited about offering other things in the future. And then the other thing that happened to me that I thought was exciting was
yes.
actually I went to Tacoma.
That's
so
right.
A shout out to our Tacoma office.
Woo-hoo.
It's a long drive.
Yeah.
It's a very long drive. But I love the Tacoma Clinic. The mm-hmm. team is wonderful. I met everybody there. So shout out to all the team members, front desk, Sherry, who's our health advocate, the medical assistants, and the doctors, of course, and then the manager, Ati. She's our new manager over there, but been in that clinic for a very long, just made her way up to become the manager there. And then Teresa, of course, has now become the director of operations. So, you know, a lot of moving parts, but all towards making things better for everybody.
Just out of curiosity, where is it located in Tacoma? Because that's
right off the highway.
Right off the highway. Okay. I grew up in Tacoma. That doesn't tell me much, but okay, right off the highway.
Right, right.
Okay.
Very, very quickly off the highway. That's what Dr. Mixon does. So that you can get on and off very quickly.
very good.
Yeah. And so, you know, somebody asked me a question there, and I thought about it, and I thought, let's maybe start talking about this because it was an important question. And the patient was noticing some impact of aging, especially in her memory, and she said that she did recognize that her hormones were out of balance, and the problem with her memory was probably related to her hormonal imbalance, but that her other medical provider said to her, because she was 10 years postmenopause, she would not benefit from the hormones. And so that's something that I wanted to address today because, you know, hormones, aging is a complicated process. And just the declination of hormones alone is not what causes aging. There's a lot of other things going on. So first of all, you have to recognize that. But the hormonal part of it is a very critical part, and it is an easy fix. Mm-hmm. It is something we've known about for so long. And, you know, the Women's Health Initiative study, when it was first published in 2002, and it was actually broadcast to the media first, did a little bit of a disservice because everybody now remembers, oh, my God, estrogen causes cancer. And then they go, oh, my God, 10 years after postmenopause, definitely don't use estrogen because you'll get breast cancer. Well, that's just not true. That's really very far from the truth because 10 years later, and actually our Fred Hutch Center was critical in that analysis, and they helped in publishing the data that the Women's Health Initiative study where estrogen was called the culprit was actually incorrect because estrogen does not cause breast cancer. In fact, estrogen prevents dementia, that prevents osteoporosis, and actually estrogen reduces risk for colon cancer, and estrogen reduces death from all causes. Mortality from all causes is reduced in women that use estrogen. And so 10 years after menopause, why do you suddenly think that the hormone is not going to help where it was been helping all along? Mm. And to me, that's just so difficult to understand. Physiology is what physiology is. Your body will do what the hormone, what it always did. When the receptor is there and you feed the receptor, it will perform its function. In the bones, its function is to make your bones stronger. In your hair grows. On your skin is more youthful. In your heart, you reduce risk for heart disease. In your colon, it reduces risk for colon cancer. And overall, it reduces risk for death from all causes. And so this 10-year stigma really was disturbing to me because, you know, there are so many things it can help with even at that age, but it has to be done properly. Mm-hmm. It has to be done right. It has to be done with the knowledge of what each component of the hormone is doing to other parts. Because remember, they don't work in isolation. You don't just take estrogen and put it on and hope that everything will be fixed. It's not that easy. It is a whole cascade of hormones. I've actually called it a symphony of hormones. Mm. And you have to balance each one. It's like putting a puzzle together. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's easy and sometimes it's not that easy, but you have to keep working at it till you get all the puzzle pieces in place and you solve that problem. And so it's really important that people continue to seek the right treatment, because if you strengthen the foundation, then everything else will be better. But if you keep putting on a drug because you think the problem is depression, it's not going to strengthen the foundation. In fact, that drug is going to cause a side effect, and then you're going to need another drug for the side effect of the first drug. And so treating the root cause is really, really important. Whether you're entering into perimenopause, whether you're menopausal, or you're just postmenopausal or beyond. And the same is true for men. We are now noticing a declination in their hormones much earlier than before, and we're seeing men with osteopenia and osteoporosis where we never used to see that.
Wow.
And so these problems are starting to happen. Whatever the cause may be, the issue is that we need to fix it. And so both men and women, you know, you care about each other, help each other to figure out what the root cause of the problem is so we can build up from the foundation. It requires time, it requires energy, it requires the right person to help you. But longevity's been doing it for so long that sometimes I don't even think about, is this really a problem, until somebody asks me and tells me what they're hearing, and I go, oh my gosh, I don't know.
That's still out there.
Let me tell you. Yeah. And it surprises me, because I keep thinking, that's all I say, and people must be bored of hearing me saying that. But then I get asked, you know, estrogen causes breast cancer. And I go, oh, goodness me.
Oh, yeah.
No. First of all, estrogen is not just one hormone. Estrogen is a complex of hormones. And if estrogen caused breast cancer, every woman would have breast cancer because every woman has estrogen, and every man has estrogen, they would also have breast cancer.
Yes. So, and yet.
Yeah. And so, you know, go to the root cause of it. Mm. Yes, sometimes it can cause problems. So we have to be very careful. We have to be sensitive and cognizant of that. But the blanket statement is incorrect. And so no matter where you are in your journey, if you have a symptom related to aging, not aging well, and or related to a declination of your hormones, give us a call and talk to us so that we can not just educate you but treat you and help you properly in that journey.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, very good. Wow. Lots of information there. And Dr. Nelson, we're going to get back with you on the other side of this break. And callers, if you have a question about what Dr. Umat was talking about, or if perhaps you are in pain due to spinal issues or neck pain, shoulder pain, we had hip pain, stem cell, meniscus, and rotator cuff. Yes, this is the day to call in, because we have Dr. Nelson here. So we'll take a quick break and we will be back with more Leading Edge Medicine. You stay right there. Here's the number to call to get through on the show. Phone lines are open, 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. We'll be right back. Clearwater there for you. Good morning. This is Leading Edge Medicine. Dr. Samira Umat here. Dr. Dan Nelson. I'm Lynette. And we already have some calls ready to go. Dr. Nelson, you want to just dive right in?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. I think this first caller is for you. Anna, calling in from Marysville. Good morning, Anna.
Hi, good morning. Good morning. Yes, Lynette, I'm in pain.
Uh-oh.
We have the pain doctor.
We have the pain doctor here.
Yes. Well, apparently I tore my left quadricep muscle.
Ouch.
No kidding. Who knew that a torn muscle could be so painful?
Oh,
good
my gosh.
Grief.
Yes.
That's a hard one to tear, though. How did you tear that?
Well, I'm
something exciting?
Well, I know, unfortunately. Oh. It was just weekend warrior nonsense. So I finally went to urgent care. They gave me a muscle relaxant and prednisone for 6 days, which does help, especially the prednisone. And I'm getting a lot done because of the increased energy.
Right.
But what happens? What happens after that is gone? And how long is this going to take to heal? And would PRP help?
Great questions.
Yeah.
And I too had a quad tear about 12 years ago. I was golfing.
Really?
Uh-huh. I was golfing. It was cold out. There's little grass, wet, frosty grass, and I was coming off the tee box, and I did kind of a. One leg slipped out, but my right leg went underneath me, and it was so painful.
Oh wow!
I started getting lightheaded. Oh. Obviously, I told the guys golfing with, like, I'm not going to finish this round, and it was super painful.
I'm googling up.
Who would have thought golfing?
I know golfing. You don't get who gets hurt golfing.
Yeah, but I didn't know you were a diehard golfer though. In the cold and
I know. Yeah, I'm afflicted with that disease called golf. Yes, but Anna, no, I can kind of sympathize with you.
Mm-hmm.
Would PRP? How far out are you now? When did this happen? From the injury?
Happened on Monday. Well, it happened on Friday. And Saturday and Sunday, I was a little sore. And then Monday, holy moly, I woke up. I thought somebody amputated my leg in the night.
Aww.
Yeah, yeah. And have you had, you probably haven't had like an MRI or ultrasound or anything like that? Yeah.
No, I just went to urgent care and they examined and palpated and so on.
So here's the deal. I think obviously time's going to be your best friend because it's just going to take time to heal that. And, you know, maybe putting a brace around it just to support it. So we use a lot of shockwave therapy in our clinic for these kinds of injuries. We have this machine called MyAct. Used piezo wave shockwaves to enhance healing. And we use it a lot for various injuries, and but we also use it for our stem cell and PRP patients to kind of this so-called mechanotransduction. The shockwaves on the cells can kind of hypermobilize them into doing the repair process that they're supposed to do. So, you know, that's something that you might benefit by. I mean, it's going to heal on its own. It's just going to take time. There's, you know, tricks in the that we would do that would probably, you know, speed that process up a fair amount.
Okay.
But
talking weeks or months or longer?
I don't think months. I mean, typically something like that would be 6 weeks, though, minimum. You're looking at 6 weeks probably.
But the pain will continue to decrease, right?
For sure.
And
for
in the meantime, she should maintain range of motion or rest?
Well, limited range of motion. You don't want to be totally bedridden because that's not good. But then you don't want to be stressing it too much. So, you know, very gentle.
Non-weight bearing on that side? Or does it matter?
I don't think it matters that much. But I do think they have, you know, like a almost like a compression stocking or a brace, you know, these neoprene braces that you can put over the whole thigh would really give you some comfort.
Okay.
And allow,
good idea.
Yeah. So that's what you want to do all the non-invasive stuff you can. Like,
right. I've been using an ACE bandage, but it doesn't stay in place very well.
Right, yeah, right, that's not going to work good.
The sleeve will be better. But also, don't use the sleeve all the time. Only use it when you're up.
Yeah, yeah.
Take it off at night then?
Yeah, I think
probably.
I would. Yeah, okay. I probably wouldn't keep it on the whole time. But I think we do want you moving around a little bit because that's important. I'm trying to think what else we could do that would enhance it. Yeah, so you did the prednisone. That helped, but you don't want to keep using that because corticosteroids like prednisone would potentially delay healing. You know, so I think one round of it's totally fine. Just to take away some of the pain. But anything else supplement wise?
Well, I mean, omega fish oils,
omega
my
fish
relief
oils,
factor is my go-to, and then I actually do recommend glucosamine for acute injuries as well.
Yes, I think glucosamine. I take that on a somewhat
writing. Yeah.
How about triple aminos? That might just
maybe sure.
Would help.
Yeah.
So, well, tell you what.
Not necessarily PRP then.
You know, it's so early in the because it's only like a, what, less than a week old.
Yeah. Or,
yeah. I mean, yeah, I would give it a
Friday. It's just yeah. About
now, and if you were a professional athlete, I would you know you'd be.
You'd
I would
be
say, yeah, you're getting
peptides
the peptides and,
you're
and PRP and PRPs, getting the red light and the ice bath. Right. But I mean, that's totally an option. Now, PRP unfortunately is out of pocket; insurance not going to cover it.
Well,
right?
She's a professional athlete,
unless she
in
was
her
a
mind.
Young yeah, professional athlete.
Right. But and not to diminish whatever you do is not important. But if somebody really needed a mm-hmm. enhanced back to work or back to my, I need to get back to my life right away, or you know, I'm taking care of somebody, or you know, whatever it is, like yeah, no, I mean that's. It would be totally reasonable. We would do
right.
For muscle injuries like that. PRP is great. I had a senior. Had a football player playing quarterback for a high school, and injured his ankle. And it was senior year,
aww.
And he was just like, we did PRP, and he was able to get back. Not right away, but you know, and it was able to get back on the team. To finish his senior
aww.
Season as a quarterback. So, you know, you see wow. that kind of, that's kind of fun to see those kind mm-hmm. of things.
Well, if it hurts all the way from the knee up to the groin, where would you inject the PRP?
Good question. And I would have to see you in person and examine you because we'd mm-hmm. have to see, okay, what's from the knee, you have the quadriceps tendon going to the kneecap or the patella. And, you know, we'd have to examine, make sure that's not an issue. And then we would have essentially have to do an ultrasound exam and just kind of see a deep oh. ultrasound and see where it looks like. I mean, often we'll go with the mid quad
right.
would be the
it's
most likely
higher
area.
Up.
Yeah.
Right.
So you're injecting at the site of the injury or at the site of maximum tenderness?
Well,
both.
Probably both, but
okay.
definitely into the injury itself.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Definitely into
makes
the
sense.
Injury.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that mm-hmm. would definitely speed okay. up healing and maybe even help with pain. But that's kind of a personal choice because it is
so
something you have to pay for.
So would something like, you know, massage therapy or ultrasound therapy, like physical therapy, would that help her at this acute stage or not really?
Yeah, I mean, it probably would help. Even the MIAC machine that we use probably would help stimulate repair. It'd be a little uncomfortable, you know, for some of those things. Mm-hmm. But massage and all those things, I believe a lot of those things do help stimulate repair, you know, stimulate stem cells, you know, even with mechanical motion of massage and those mm-hmm. things can mm-hmm. can stimulate the stem cell repair response, and which I'm saying that very glibly, but it's probably a very complicated cascade mm-hmm, of mm-hmm. Events
sure.
that have to happen. But, no, all those things, are, you know, are beneficial. So I think, obviously, PRP
okay.
would put you on the fast track, though.
Yeah.
Right, right. Well, thank you so much. You've given me some ideas. Thank you.
Good luck.
Thanks for the call.
Yes, thank you, Anna.
Good
hope
luck.
You're feeling some pain relief soon.
Yes.
Yes. You are listening to Leading Edge Medicine. Here is that number to get through today with your question, 206-421-5757. We'll take our next caller, get the question, then we'll go to a break and talk about it. Let's go with Jerry in Buckley. Hi there, Jerry. Welcome.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I try to tune into your program whenever I can. Always very informative and educational.
Well, thank you, Jerry.
And, Dr. Nelson, I've been following stem cells and PRP for some time as alternative medicine for us who are wearing out our joints. Mm-hmm. I had a hip replaced a couple years ago. It went really well. I'm fully recovered within a very short period of time. But you know, I still get some pains in my other hip and my knees. And so I would love to do something less intrusive or something preventive along the way that would not have the need for radical surgery. So I've also been reading about red light therapy, and I'm wondering if you have experience with that or an opinion.
I think it's a fascinating area. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to allow myself to become an expert, and I know a lot of people are working on that. I don't know if Dr. Umat here has some
insight.
Well,
what is the – is it for pain or is it for cosmetic? I mean, we use it for cosmetic purposes,
yeah.
Right?
People are using it for, I think, for pain and musculoskeletal issues. I mean, here are all kinds of good things. I haven't been able to do a deep dive in it. In fact, I have a red light therapy in my Kindle, a book on red light therapy in my Kindle.
Wow.
I haven't read it yet.
Oh.
I just haven't.
How fast can you read that, doctor?
Yeah, exactly.
Matter of getting the device in your office.
Yes.
But no, I think red light is definitely it's a thing, and I wish I had more expertise to pass on to you.
Yeah, well, I'll keep listening to the program,
right.
And maybe as time goes along, there'll be more research done. And as you mentioned, I think it kind of started out as folks using it for skin issues.
That's right.
But they're finding, you know, or at least some of the things I've read, that it can be effective also in kind of where they come from. This is it helps increase mitochondria.
That's right.
Activity and healing there. So at any rate, I guess it's one of those things that we'll continue to monitor and hope to see a favorable outcome.
Right. Again, you know, that was the hope, that it helps with mitochondrial regeneration and rejuvenation. So on the skin for scars and acne scars and for skin purposes, we do use that.
Right.
But for joints, I guess you would have to say whether it really does help with mitochondrial recovery.
And there's thoughts that stem cell injections actually work at the level of mitochondria.
Okay.
That's rejuvenating the mitochondria.
Then there might be a role in combination of
the
PRP and then...
Okay. Hey, Jerry, thank you for calling in. We are going to take a quick break here, and then we will be back. And more of Leading Edge Medicine. Here's that number to call to get through, 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. We'll be right back. Good morning. Leading Edge Medicine here. My name is Lynette, here with Dr. Samira Umat and guest doctor in the studio, Dr. Dan Nelson. And Dr. Nelson, in just a moment, I want to ask you about what is going on that's new with pain. We'll talk about that in just a second. But Dr. Umat, you had a quick message for Anna with her torn quad.
For Anna, I forgot to mention when we were talking to her, and if she's still listening, Anna, for, you know, torn quad and pain in the muscles, you can ask your provider to maybe give you a prescription for a KetoCam cream. And if they don't know what that is, you can call the pharmacy at Paramount Pharmacies, and the pharmacist can give you what that is, and you can maybe ask your doctor, see if they can prescribe it. It's basically a muscle relaxant, a pain medication, and an anti-inflammatory all mixed in, and you can rub it on the area and without needing to take oral pills, and it'll help with pain relief in the acute stages. So,
yeah, good stuff.
All right.
KetoCam cream is great.
Good to know. All right, we'll go back to our calls in just a few moments. But Dr. Nelson from Pro Ortho is with us today. And Dr. Dan Nelson, you are the guy that people call when they are dealing with shoulder pain, back pain, hip pain, any type of pain. We could call you the pain doctor.
Pretty much, yes.
Yes.
True.
What's new in your field?
Well, first of all, maybe we could mention the webinar we're doing on Leap Day, 29th of February.
Yes.
Myself and one of my colleagues in our clinic, Dr. Scott Price, are talking about sacroiliac joint pain, which is a huge part of low back pain. A lot of people don't know that. If you asked me 20 years ago about SI joint, I said, well, I probably gives people pain. But now we know about 35% of low back pain, the SI joint is involved. So we're going to talk about that.
How would you know if you have this? What are some symptoms?
So there, it's low back. It's listed right there on our
yes.
list. But yeah, what do they say here? It's a pain from an accident or repetitive injury.
Okay.
Trouble sleeping. So
sleeping,
that's a big deal. If you've had prior lumbar fusion, if you've had any kind of surgery in your spine before, it's kind of a setup for SI joint pain, unfortunately.
Okay.
Difficulty sitting. believe it or not. So a lot of patients I talk to patients about things like, okay, what's worse, sitting, standing, walking, working at the kitchen counter versus a workbench or something. All those things are different for SI joint pain than from a herniated disc or from facet pain. So part of the we call it history taking, medical history taking. So that plays a big part. But we'll get into all of this and different treatment options. Scott Price does a particular minimally invasive fusion. That's when we've tried everything. When I've tried everything and it doesn't work, I say, hey, Scott.
Okay, Scott.
There you go. But there's a lot of options for SI joint pain. We've had tremendous results with stem cell injections for sacroiliac pain. So,
this will be good.
It's a basket case of low back pain, right? And then, as you were mentioning earlier, that in the past, only a small percentage of low back pain used to be from the SI joint.
Right.
Whereas now you're realizing that
it's
a lot
more.
And so treatment is different too then.
Treatment is totally different. And we have a lot of new technology that's pretty exciting for SI joint pain, and including the stem cell, which was –
Are you going to talk about that too on the webinar?
I am going to talk about that for
sure.
But other new things, there's new things all the time. There's something called, I've been really excited about this new treatment for back pain called the Intracept procedure. Before we could treat facet pain with radiofrequency ablation. So vertebrogenic pain is when patients have pain coming from the vertebral bodies themselves. And there's very classic findings on MRI. Next to the disc, you get these motor changes. We knew they were probably associated with pain when we saw these MRI changes in the bones next to the disc, but we didn't know how to treat them. Now we have this procedure called Intracept, where it's a little more involved. It has to be done in the operating room. We go in with a special probe, and we can go in and do a radiofrequency ablation of something called the basovertebral nerve that goes into the vertebral body, kind of like a tree that has a tree trunk and then it branches out. We can go in and cut off the tree trunk, so to speak, with the special procedure.
Wow.
And the results are amazing. My good friend Ray Baker, who used to be my practicing pain doctor in the Kirkland Bellevue area, he left about 5 years ago to this company called Relievant down in Southern California somewhere. And he was the chief medical officer. So he left practice, and now this procedure now has come into the market. It's been out 2 years, been amazing. I'm all about the tools and the toolbox, right?
Yeah.
So having this amazing tool, we knew. And then when we started to find out, I've done a couple of these now on the so-called veiled backs, patients with pedicle screws, hardware fusions in their back. And I've gone in. It's not exactly a beginner's case to do, but I've been able to, with these patients with painful hardware, I've been able to go in and actually, I had this lady come in the clinic, not me, but she says, "Where's Dr. Nielsen? I want to give him a hug." You know, I wasn't available, but this is a lady who had 20 years of back pain after having a lumbar spine fusion surgery.
Wow.
So it's exciting. So, that's why I say I have the best job in the world.
Helping people relieve their pain.
Pain is all encompassing and it affects every aspect of your life.
So much so.
And so to be able to relieve that to any degree is such a huge accomplishment, and especially if you can help your patients come off of the narcotic opioid drugs.
Right. Yes. You've done them a huge favor.
Huge. Yeah, because those drugs where they may relieve the pain also are so dangerous for them, not just because of the addiction, but because the thinking,
everything's
gone, right? You're not the same person
anymore.
No,
I tell patients it's kind of a form of bondage when you're taking all those medications because they're so limited. It affects everything you said. It affects your whole life. And we can get patients off those medications, which we have a really good track record of doing that with all this
good news.
Yeah.
All right. Find out more about the sacroiliac joint. Did I say that right? Sacrum. Sacroiliac. Right. Okay, I'll remember that now.
You can say SI joint.
SI joint. No wonder you say that, right? Okay, we'll take a break here in just a moment. But this webinar is coming up on Thursday, February 29th. That's on Leap Year Day. If you're going, there's no February 29th, well, there is this year at 6 p.m. And if you'd like to find out more information, is going to your website the best place to get the details?
Yeah, I noticed it's not right on the website, but if you call the office, you'll be able able to get you the information.
And they can get you signed up for this webinar coming up in just a couple weeks. Yeah. You can go to Dr. Nelson's website, which is danielnelsonmd.com. That is danielnelsonmd.com. All right. Taking a break right here, and then we will be back with Barbara Jean, Deborah, and Paul. Got lots to talk about, and we would love and welcome your call as well at 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. We'll be right back with more Leading Edge Medicine. Stay right there. Oh, good morning, Leading Edge Medicine. My name is Lynette Morgan, along with Dr. Samira Umad, and we have Dr. Dan Nelson from Pro Ortho here taking your calls and hopefully giving you some good information. 206-451-5757. Barbara Jean is on Mercer Island, and she's got a question for the doctors. Hi, Barbara Jean.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning to all of you. And thank you for everything you do. I've not seen you yet, but I did come in for the gallery test.
Oh, and, very good.
And since then, I know, you know, I have to wait to get my results, and there is an appointment for that, which, of course, I'm looking forward to. But my question is, you know, I listen sometimes to the stations to which you advertise. And there's an advertisement where you say that you get a diagnosis of heart disease, dementia. Is there anything wrong with you sexually or diabetes? And it's free. What is that test called?
Okay.
Oh, our health analysis. Oh, very okay. Important. Yes.
That's our health analysis appointment, and we do a blood test and an in-body for that.
Okay. Just a moment. My pen ran out of ink. Okay. And the other one I'm curious about is Dr. You were talking about a DNA.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the DNA age, yes.
And is that part of the health analysis?
It is.
Okay, so maybe you can explain this a little bit more.
Absolutely. It's actually a wonderful test. The only drawback of that test is, and I'll tell you that right off the bat, is it just takes too long to come back. Mm. Right now, the wait time is over 1 month.
And that's for the DNA part.
For the DNA part only. And so it's a little frustrating to us, too. So we're kind of wondering how to, you know, change the format a little bit of the health analysis visit because of that delay. But the DNA age test is a wonderful test because it looks at methylation changes in your DNA, and it predicts the difference between your chronological and biological age. So your chronological age may be whatever it is. There's nothing we can do about that. But biology may be a little bit different. It might be better than chronological age, or it may be worse. And sometimes it's actually identical. If it's identical, good. Our goal is to, however, make your biological age better than your chronological age. And so it gives us some guidelines into what methylation processes are going on and how we can impact on your life to help you slow down the aging process a little bit. And then the other thing it tells us, which is very valuable, is the APOE epsilon gene. We all inherit one gene from each parent, and the most common variant is APOE3-3, which is one E3 from one parent and the other E3 from the other parent. But the one that is a hallmark for dementia is APOE4. And if you've inherited even one APOE4, then the likelihood of memory-related problems increase. It doesn't mean that you will get dementia, but the likelihood increases. So if we see that you have an APOE4, then we're more aggressive in helping reduce the symptoms of memory loss for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I'd be willing to wait the month for the DNA test. Is that okay? Or do you tell us if we should have it, or can we ask you to request it?
Very good question. So we are changing the format. In fact, you're catching me at a hybrid time when I've just changed this. What we're doing now is everybody who's a longevity patient will be able to do this test with us. So are you a longevity patient?
Well, I think the first time I ever walked into your doors.
Okay.
Oh, for the gallery test.
Into the doors. I opened the door and walked in. I didn't walk into your door.
Well, congratulations to you. I'm so happy to hear that. Well yes. done. Well done. Well,
no one was hurt during that.
The first time I came was the gallery test, and then I will be coming back to get the results.
Okay. Did you do the health analysis blood test as well or not?
I don't know.
Okay. So you may want to call the office on Monday and ask them if you did the health analysis or not. And if you did not, but you want to, we will be happy to do it for you. And then part of that, you know, because you came in for the gallery and we still offered the DNA for the health analysis, I will honor it for you. But please call by Monday and have my team send me an email, because they won't do it now because we've changed it. But let them know that because of the gallery test and because you came in for that and you want to do the health analysis, we will honor that for you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And which number do I call?
I'll give you that right now. This is for our free health analysis that we offer to you. Here is the number to call, 866 86 Young. 86, uh-huh, 866. And then if you'd rather have the numbers, it would, it's
866-869-6864.
968. Let's see, 866-869-6864.
Okay, let me repeat. 866-869-6864.
You got it.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. And so I will. I'll call them on Monday.
Wonderful.
And talk to them about this. And then I will also see about setting up the DNA test.
Wonderful. And they might even be able to do that when you come in for your follow-up.
Correct. We have changed that just this week, and we'll be doing that now for, you know, our patients. So we're changing the format just a little bit, but you're catching us at the cusp.
Mm-hmm.
And because you're calling us and you came in for the gallery test, we will honor it for you, okay?
Yes, yes.
Thank you. It brings you to my eyes. And no, that's the whole crux here. I want to become part of everything, you know. I
want to
become one of your patients.
Very good, Deborah. We look forward to that.
Yes.
Thank you very
Barbara.
Much.
Yes, Barbara Jean, thank you for your call.
Thank you and good luck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so sweet.
Isn't she sweet?
Yes.
It's lovely.
Yes.
I'm
phone
so
lines.
Glad. You know, it's so important that you take that first step. We
yes.
can do it for you. But once you're a patient, there's so much And I feel our doctors are all such wonderful people. They're caring physicians. Sometimes it's difficult to kind of gauge that at the first visit. Mm-hmm. But over time, you realize how much they care. I mean, there was a provider here the other day who walked the patient down and waited for the Aww. Patient until the ride arrived. You know, those just kinds of
they
little,
care.
Little things.
Above and beyond.
And that, to me, is so important because it just tells about the culture of the clinic.
Yes, very
and
much.
Building that culture is right. very important. And so I appreciate that wherever I see it. And we, you know, I mean, I don't know. I can go on and on about the lovely things that I see with the team. And it's just
well, we've got a great team, gratifying. Great staff yeah. at all three just locations
love my
of our
team.
Clinics.
Love working with them. Yep. Well,
if you don't want to go on, well, I can because I'm a longevity patient.
Yes,
and,
as am I.
And I have this doctor. What's her name?
Doctor, is she the real beautiful doctor?
She's beautiful. She's very elegant. Yeah.
Yes.
So, and I'm happy to go on about.
There you go. We'll
I
go
do all
on
the
and
time, on.
On
a daily basis.
Yes, and you can too. You become a longevity patient. The first step is coming in for that free health analysis appointment and find out what life has done to you so far, like Dr. Mixon likes to say. We'll do a blood test and an in-body test. And here is that number again. The easiest way to remember is by calling 866-86-YOUNG or going to our website, lmclinic.com. Taking a quick break here, then back with Deborah and Paul in just a moment. Stay right there.